We are in the middle of Hilcha Shabbos, middle of Simon Shin Beis, on Sif Dalet. Shin Beis is discussing the halachas of cleaning and folding garments on Shabbos, on the Pezayin and Aleph. Says Mechaber, Machbish, what's that? Who cleans your Kavshin Boy Begodim Achar Kavisa? This is a tool that's used to press garments after you launder them. The two boards, one on the other. A Begodim may name, and you have the garments between them. And this is Shalbala Bais. If it's that of a homeowner, Pezayin Menalf, Matir Noise Lito Mimen Begodim Lotzecha Shabbos. We permit him to take from it garments for the purpose of Shabbos. But if it's that of a professional pressing board, then that's forbidden. They should talk in Bechazka because it's pushed in there very tightly. But the Chasid Demolistira, and untying it is like similar to this of opening it is like similar to like demolishing something which is forbidden on Shabbos. This is Mishbura Sibkat and Chaf. So we said this, the pressing boards of a regular homeowner. And that we permit for him to take the garments l'tzayrich haShabbos for the purpose of Shabbos. But shaloi l'tzayrich Shabbos loy. But if it's not for the Shabbos need, then not. Or the same thing is in kibushim mebegodim shulotzayrich hal. You're also not allowed to press garments in it because it's a weekday need. Simkat and chav halv. But if it's a professional pressing boards, then it's forbidden because it's stuck on over there b'chazka, very strong, and opening it is similar to steer. Now, if the pressing boards were a little loose, a little open from before Shabbos, yes, some say that became even so. You're not allowed to open up the whole thing. Slip out his best of them. If yes, some are lenient. But it was totally open. Then according to everyone, you're allowed to slip out your garments from there. That's chiddush mikineg. Siv hey, says mechaber chol klachik kvisa. A garment after the laundry, who miskasha, it gets hard. People rub it with their hands to soften it. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because your intent is only to soften it. I'm a sudur, but a kerchief, us, that's a minimum. Because you're intending to shine it. And that's like whitening, which is the iser of Shabbos. And hats, or sharkly person, and other linen garments. Dina kasuda, they have the halacha like a kerchief. Says b'sheisim in name of the b'shem shibayi like it, and therefore that's forbidden because it's like shining. It's like doing a laundry. Says b'shem sivkat and chavez, a garment after laundry gets hard and people rub it together with their hands to soften it. So mutu b'chulu. So he said on Shabbos you're allowed to do that because you're only intending to soften it. Aval asal galgal ade kli kaminig, but you can't do like the normal custom is to roll it with a tool with a vessel. And which Rashi Tzi Nois Chav Zayin brings this from the Chayadim, says, and that's how it's obvious from later on Sibbat Tov Kov Memal of Sibbat Gimel and Ramah, where we see only in Chol HaMoed that's permitted, not on Shabbos. It says Mishmur further, "Bechein also last is kamatim." You also not allowed to make creases with Varma Mechabasim, something that was washed. Adei Kein Masumekach with special tools that are made for this to make these creases. Sivkat Chav Gimel. So he said that's okay by a garment. Aba Sudur Aser, but a kerchief is forbidden. And that's bein l'shav shemibifnim, whether to rub it from the inside, bein l'shav shemibichutz, whether to rub it from the outside. The reason is sivkat chavadal nebuchul, because your intention is to shmik it shine, which is like malab, like whitening something. Because he's particular about the whiteness and the shine of the cloth. Yosef mukutayin, this more than his undershirt. The shaman mean that we say dein mechabed el merach. There, like Rashi says, his intention only to soften it. There it seemed the miskav mecholik letzatz. Let's say you have intention with your garment also to make it shine. You're right. Asikam ebesuda would be forbidden, just like the case of the kerchief sivkan chavhei. The Rama said the kevam and the hats and other linen garments have the halacha like suda that's forbidden. Hainu says mishmur shal pishna, meaning we're talking about a hat made out of linen. Why were they stringent regarding linen garments? Neshim kosher macher chitzas, because they get hard after they're washed. But ikuchen zeh libunin, and softening it is part of the whitening process. But by a shirt, it's permitted. Now, even if it's made out of linen, because it's a lower garment, it's like a undershirt type. Because you don't see from the outside. We can assume that it's intending to make it soft and not to whiten it. Sivav, titch al ragle. What happens if somebody gets mud on their shoe, on his foot? Very common thing. Or the Ramah adds, oyal menalam, or on their shoe. That's Beisayisib, Rebbein Neruchim, Gimel. So it says, Mechabim, Mekanchim, Bekaisel. So you can wipe it on the wall. Avalim, Bekarkim, you can't wipe it on the floor, on the ground. Because you might come to smooth out the pits. You know, sometimes the floor is uneven, and you're going to take the mud and smooth that out. Yeshmi, as we continue to have a base, so some say it's forbidden even to wipe it on the wall. Agar says Rambam. Yeshmi shemat b'shneim, so that says the Rush. Some say it's permitted by both of them. But then the same thing is the mutla siroi b'ma'at cheres or latatel, so the benyiruchim v'chelik gimel, that it would be permitted to remove it with a little bit of earthenware that's appropriate to move on Shabbos. It says Mishbura, Sivkat and Chavav. So it says you have mud on your foot, or as Ramah added on, oil manol bar on the shoes, so you can wipe it on the wall but not on the ground. Now, it's not comparable to what is brought later on in Sivches, that we say, you're not allowed to scrape a shoe, whether new or old. Finding that is a valiash tit on above, even if there's mud on the shoe, become an osalas and there's intention to remove the mud, which caused Sabin Hashem, like we wrote over there. The Shamla Yasrin El Begav Sakin. There we didn't say it's forbidden only with the handle of a knife. Shadeh, greater by scraping, Mamachika, are you smoothing out the leather, which is a problem. Shinkin Bekinuach, Bekaisel Bekar, where you're just wiping the shoe on the wall or on a beam. In Hechik Shim Mamachika, they say, it's not necessarily that you can be smoothing out the shoe through that. Because of Taz writes, Lefiz, according to this, Hodiyash Bechatzar, Shlapnei Piskin, Batik, and the Seas, Alakarka, this that they had in the courtyards that were in front of the shuls, on the ground, they had this Barzal Echad, one piece of metal, Buchad al Mala, it was pointy on the top. That's where they would wipe off their shoes before they enter into shul. Very nice pattern. Asalas came to Shabbos. So it says, the Taz, you know, I'll do that on Shabbos. That's similar to the case of Sivches, to the handle of a knife. And that's forbidden according to everyone, etc. I jump look over there. Now, the Magid Bura Machmir, Magram is stringent, even if that piece of metal is thick and wide on the top. Even that's forbidden. And it didn't even have a point. It's not any less than the handle of a knife. Rather, you should only wipe the shoe on the wall or on the beam. Or like on the point of the steps, you know, the edge of the steps, you wipe your shoe on it. However, if he's wiping calmly, then says Mishmur, you don't have to be stringent regarding all this that we're talking about. There's no concern in such a case of the concern of smoothing out the leather. Especially if the mud is soft, but for sure don't have to be stringent. It's not so hard to get it off. You're not going to be scraping so hard. The Sharatzi in Islam Adal says because the sheets of kalba that's brought in Beisayisim is to be lenient regarding moist mud in all cases, and then so to the Meiri. Even though the Beisayisim refuses to hold this opinion of the kalba, however, but by wiping calmly, for sure you can rely on this specifically because that's how the Meiril's custom was. Like it's brought in Achrenim, look at the carbon sandal that he also permits by moist mud. That's the sounds of Kandeli Rabba, according to one answer. And for sure, in our situation, where you're wiping calmly, for sure, you don't have to be stringent. Sivkot and Chabazayin. Now, however, the Machaber brought that those who say it's forbidden to wipe your shoe or your foot, Afba Kaisel, even in a wall, Shalavanma of stone. And the reason is, the looks like it's if you're adding on to a building, which is like the Melech HaBayna, when you're adding on mud, like that's part of like how you cement things, Zumachaske, and you're strengthening it. The day, according to him, this sheet would hold you only allowed to wipe on the beam, or on a stone. But then, same thing as the Sharbi Kaisel Shalit, you would be able to wipe on the a wall of wood, but just not a wall of stone. The Sharatin Islam says that's obvious that on a stone, because it's just like a beam. However, specifically, if it's a large stone that doesn't move through your wiping, or else there would be a problem about moving it. Sivkat Nuchavchas, the Ramah brought that those who permit Bishneim. By both of these cases. The reason is, the Lemaisa Malabinyan, because regarding wiping on the wall, that would be like adding on the building. That we're not concerned. From the Binyan Chaklahu, what does that mean? Binyan Garu Shabalikfam, that would be an inferior type of building of villagers. And that's not a concern. And what about wiping on the ground? That, oh, you might come to wipe it where the pit is, Vyashven, you're going to come to smooth it out. That also we're not concerned for. Even according to them, you have to be careful. If you are wiping the mud on the ground, Obviously, don't wipe it on the place where there's a hole. Then you actually are going to smooth it out. Regarding the halacha, Taz writes, the midrash rabbanu, when it comes to rabbinic halacha, which is what we're discussing over here, it's a gezeira. You can rely on the leading opinions. The mutar b'shneim that you're allowed to wipe your muddy shoes on both of them. Are from the later authorities that they hold. It's appropriate to be stringent to say both are forbidden. They would seem to be kaisel, b'vad yishlis mechalahatir. That by a wall, for sure, one could rely on to be kadas mechab like the opinion of the author. She can tell really for rishayim because that's the opinion most of the rishayim. Sivkat mechav test. Same thing is, says Ramah, that you let her remove it from Ad Charis with a little bit of earthenware. Mazel Lukula Mishori, and for that, everyone holds it permitted. Sivkat Lamed, which is Haro Latal, that's fit to move. Which I only come on, Simon Shin says, Sim Zayin, Ezek Charis Ro Latal, what type of earthenware is fit to move, which Deirsh 35 brings. It did the Shulchan Aruch writes that a broken piece of an earthenware vessel that wasn't thrown into the garbage yet, it does not have a halacha like Muktzah because it is fit to cover a vessel through it. And even if it's not really a common in that place, that there are vessels that need to be covered. Shmuel there explains that since the beginning this was a full-fledged kli, it does not lose from it the title of a kli as long as it still fits for some type of utility.
So he said that you could soften the garment by rubbing it, but a kerchief is going to be forbidden because then your intention is to make it shine. It says that's according to Girsas Rashi and the Rambam. Says look in Beis Yosef. Tradition 33 brings that there he writes that according to Raib and Ramban, that a different gears in the Gemara, according to their gears, it's actually permitted to rub even by Yasuda. But says the Be'alach, it would seem to support this gears from that Rashi has from the Gemara made cut in the Yoram Beis, Rav Ashar Lechaschuse Karma. And according to what the Rambam explains, the Parikhas Mechazim to Balachi Dalid, that supports a look over there. The Vimaskal Shar Kle Pishta Machulum, also other linen garments, says the Ramah. Have the halacha like a sudur. So look at Magid Ram that he writes that the minig olam is to rub it with hands. So look at the rabbi that wonders on this minig. That's like it did. Look over there, like we're saying here in the Rama. So it seemed that we don't listen to the minig only by a chalak, by a shirt, as we wrote the reason inside, because it's an undergarment. Not like the Shabbat Leka that's stringent also regarding this as brought in Mesiasa, but not by other clay pishon. And the proof is from later on some took from Memel, so the Gimel, that they didn't permit this only on chalamite, which is a teaching of Rav in Ma'ikon Dap Yoram Abayis. It sounds like the Meshabbos and Yom Tov would be Aser Mekar Halacha. He says maybe the Kavanah of Magid Avraham is the differentiate between garments and other clay pishon. The Maskel Din Kesuder said that the hats and these other linen garments are like the stringent halacha like a suder. He says even though in the Shabbat like it's brought in Beis, it sounds like the suder itself is not forbidden only if it's of pishon. However, in the steam of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that he does not differentiate regarding this. No, Ramah does not come to add on only to be stringent by other clay pishon, but not to linen regarding a suder that's not of linen. And also in the Rambam and Parikhas Melchiz Yom Tov that we mentioned before, it sounds like also that even by old garments, it's not permitted to soften it only on Chalamoid and not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Maskel Oyal Menolov. So if someone has mud on his shoes, Ramah added on, or on his feet, and Ramah added on, or on the shoes, so you could wipe it on the wall, but not on the ground. So you look at the Shabbos of cotton, Chavav, and that's also the Pinnish of the Taz. Now the Bach says forbidden regarding this, because the concern of memachik, of smoothing, as brought in Sivches, meaning the Mishra Berurah had brought that there's a problem by the scraping, like memachik, the ur, you're gonna smooth it out. He says, look at the Eli Rabbah that he wonders that in the Mordechai it's brought explicitly that the same thing is for the shoes. Meiri is like it brings like the Bach that differentiates between mud that's dry or moist. Dry that you have to scrape very well, so that's applicable to have a machik, but by moist where it's only just wiping off, it's not smoothing out the leather in such situations. Permitted to wipe in all situations. Now, Ladina, by moist mud, for sure, you don't have to be concerned for the stringency of the Bach, since also the Meiri agrees to permit in such a case, and also there's the opinion of the Kol by the Baron Beis Yosef that permits by moist mud, even by scraping with a handle of a knife, for sure, regarding such a case. Now, even by dry mud, someone has to be lean, like the opinion of Beis Yosef, and those who hold like him, they're wiping on the wall, there's no concern about Mamachi, for sure, you don't have to protest on such a person. Like in Chila, it is appropriate to be careful by dry mud for a different reason, which is the Yeshayim, the word Siv Zayin, that there's a concern about Teichin, about grinding. That's what the people got them right. And he writes that by mud on one's foot, one can be leaning to wipe on the wall, even by dry mud, because of physical pain. Same thing is, it's permitted to wash, the dry mud that's on his bare foot with water, and it's not like kneading, what's called gibel, because it's backhanded, it's a klachiyad, and the situation of pain, they weren't geyser. Some of the dirshu, number 31, if it's not possible to wear a garment without softening it, Shubhasigis Moshe writes that even though that the softening is not considered as a full-fledged tikkun, and therefore there's no issa deraisa, but it would still be forbidden to do it midrabban. Dish number 32, shoes that are made out of gummy, like some type of a synthetic, Shlomo Zalman holds that it has halacha like leather shoes, and you'll scrape it, because mamachik, another in Shubhasigis Moshe writes, by scraping those type of shoes, there's no mamachik. Now in our times, where the form of making the leather shoes is different than how it used to be, and the leather does not get really scraped by wiping with a knife, so Chumash Olitzin writes it's no good to the mamachik even in such a situation. Another Mishlom Zalman holds this mamachik would apply even in our leather shoes in our times also. Dish number 34. We said the problem with possibly wiping the mud on the wall is because it looks like you're adding on to a structure and you're strengthening it. Now, in our buildings, someone is inclined that according to all opinions, it's not considered being meisbal binyan because in the eyes of people, that does not look like, but just like dirtying the wall. There's your, yeah.